3FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station broadcasting from the now hiringiowa.com studios. Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports.
Welcome back to everybody.
Did you turn them on? Yours isn't. I can hear me. It's Thursday. It's Steen on Sports, Happy Hour Sports. And you got any buttons going there? Hey, your microphone's not on. There you go.
Nope. Nothing.
Yep. Well, you know what? Brooksy and I are here on Thursday. We are a week away from Bacon Fest Eve, I guess you could say. So you're making things crackle over there. I know that. But
a good thing for me.
That you're I'm sure people can hear you in the background. We are going to go through I guess a long list of stuff. We're going to talk about NHL playoffs. We're going to talk about, I really want to talk Lamar Jackson with you because he's your quarterback, and I the things that he was able to do without an agent.
Oh, we're
there
back.
There you are.
Wow.
Well, I've never seen I've never seen your face get that red that
quick. I know. I'm just like, who touched a button?
Like I said, we got Brooksy in here from Bacon Fest. We are going to also reiterate the fact that we've had a contest going on through 1700 The Champ Facebook page for people to shout out so we can give away a bunch of tickets on Friday night of next week.
We want to thank Brooks for that. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that.
It was kind of we were talking about this as we were leading up to it, and one of the things was we kind of looked at each other and went, oh, we should really mention that this is a 21 and older event.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of important.
I didn't want somebody to go, bring the kids.
And babies aren't allowed.
Billy and Sally can't come have a beer with their bacon.
All right.
Let me finish some stuff here so I don't get in trouble, okay?
Well,
so you're listening.
We never get in trouble.
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700, the Champ Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700, the Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Happy Hour _SS, and at Scott Brower _13. Twitter at 1700, the Champ, and Facebook at 1700, the Champ. Podcasts are up. You know how long it took me to do the podcast today? 35 seconds.
Well, now that you don't have to, what was it?
You can do a lot
stream
of stuff.
Stream them, screen them. Now you can just do a login and drop.
Yes, and just drop them in.
I still think that's funny that no one ever mentioned that to you.
No, not until the other day they were yelling at us for something else.
Yeah, it's like you're doing your taxes with an
abacus. Perfect.
With an abacus opposed to a spreadsheet.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Twins baseball.
Yes.
So you can hear that. And then Monday, next Tuesday, Wednesday, they're playing the Padres, so that hops in right after we're done as well. So we'll get back. Brooks, glad to have you in here. It's a big weekend. Weather looks really good.
For next weekend.
Yeah, next weekend. Not this weekend, next weekend. I
hope it rains a lot for the next 5 days.
Get it out of your system.
Yeah.
Take care of it. So when we right now you're looking, you're a week away. How much time are you spending out there?
I was at the fair for 3 hours today. I was in my office for two with Sharon Keeling, who's my office manager now, who kind of, as I said, is the head cat herder. So we were there this morning, but you know, at the fair, we got to get JRs ready and just had an ops meeting with the fairgrounds just about, you know, getting everything in place and making sure we have a safe festival environment and, you know, festival fencing and kibos and all the fun stuff that we have to bring in just because, you know, it's a blank space. I mean, it's the Bill Riley stage. Is that it? Because, you know, how many people go to the fair when the fair's not going on? When the fair's not going on, there's, you know, just the main buildings, you know, the admin building, the VI.
Right.
So
it's always fun to drive through.
We drove through. What was it? Monday night or Tuesday night or whatever. Just check things out, see how close we could be with the campground, stuff like that. And there was a couple people walking dogs out there. Like really?
We go there and walk. I mean, that's kind of where we walk at.
Regards to JR South Pork Ranch, did it just get dewinterized like 10 days ago?
We opened up the kitchen in early April, just because we don't have heat in the building. So, you know, just to winterize the building, we shut off all the water, blow all the lines.
Not a lot of need for heat in August.
No, we
don't do a lot of events in the winter, and it was going to cost us, you know, a little bit to put in some HVAC system. So, yeah, we shut her down for about 6-7 months, and now we're getting ready for the Bacon Fest. We were supposed to have an event a couple weeks ago, but that got canceled. So Bacon Fest is our first event on May 12th.
That's awesome.
All right. My list of things that I bullet pointed that to get myself back up to speed far as asking. We don't get him very often.
I got questions.
All right. We kind of, right before you came in, we were talking numbers. So Friday night, looking for more people. Saturday's looking huge. What are you thinking?
Yeah, Friday, I think right now we're at about 1,500 people, which is a good number. I mean, just kind of gives us the ability to, like, learn the festival grounds, because, again, this is a new venue for us, and just learn the ins and out of just making sure we can accommodate the masses. And then Saturday, you know, with the music lineup and being a longer event, we've got, about 2,500-ish, I think, people that are coming down. Tickets are still available, obviously, at BlueRibbonBaconFestival.com. And, you know, there's a lot of support. I mean, that we'll probably have, you know, with food vendors, bacon purveyors, the kind of the entertainment that we have from axe throwing, golf simulator, human foosball, a rock wall, the mechanical bull, and then just clean up. We'll probably have 200 people just working the event.
Wow.
You know, just...
We did see a picture of you, going to somebody's driveway and doing bacon. We both have driveways.
Sure.
So I'm just saying.
That was Elias Johnson's house. Elias, I've known for a long time. Great guy. Used to be with Channel 5, and he would host the Variety Telethon. And that's kind of how we became friends. And then when he moved over to Channel 13, he always would, you know, he's just a great, great active father. And I was like, hey, if you want to cook bacon, let's go. And he's like, yep. So that was fun. Actually, it was his two retired neighbors came out and, like, put on aprons, but didn't do anything. they looked the part.
They looked good, but they didn't do anything. That's...
Yeah, no, that was fun.
All right, so you touched on entertainment, bands. It's just the two stages, correct? There's one inside Southport Ranch, and then there's the Bill Riley stage, correct?
Correct. Bill Riley stage is the main stage. Friday we have Tyler Richard and the High Bank Boys. Great local country act. They play at JR's. Quite a bit. Then we'll have the Outlaw Apostles coming in from Alabama. And then we have Free Fallen, which is a tribute to Tom Petty. We had to make a little pivot a couple weeks ago, which it'll be fine. Great, great act. And then we have the smaller stage that's inside JR's, kind of like the stage that I have during the fair. We've got great local musicians coming for that, you know, very small ones and twosies, solo acts, duos. And then on Saturday, we've got some great acts. We got the River City All-Stars, a great bluegrass band. My good friend Stephanie Graham, she's kind of got this great group of local artists that all kind of come together to create this bluegrass band. Damon Dotson, he and his big band's coming. He's so dreamy. And then Freddie Jones' band. They're great. I actually saw them at Wild Rose Casino a couple years ago. And that was a fun night. And then the Samples. I grew up on the Samples. I started going to them in 1991 at Z International, if anybody remembers
that.
Wow. You know,
yes.
So.
Yep.
And then again, but we also have Silent Disco that's at JR. So if you've never done a Silent Disco, there's like three different DJs, and the headphones changed colors because that's the different channel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nothing better than 56-year-old Gary out there dancing silently because he's trying to figure out, what's on green? What's on green?
It's the funnest time I had.
And that's fun. And
beer-induced.
You know, and obviously we've got, you know, 11 food vendors from Gusto Pizza, BW Outdoors, Campbell's Concessions. The Corndog Princess will be in attendance.
Kind of guess that.
Yeah,
kind of guess that.
I guess
that was a necessity.
Well, you know, she's kind of bossy, but I'm getting used to that. And then what else do we have? Chocolate Storybook. Steve Shearer. Have you ever been to Chocolate Storybook?
Yes.
In West Des Moines.
Unbelievable.
He's got like bacon toffee, bacon chocolate, bacon caramels, bacon turtles, bacon cotton candy. I mean, his stuff is amazing. We have Donut Envy, these mini donuts that you can get. I actually got them at the Drake Relays last week. Who else am I missing?
Okay, well, slow down. Don't glaze past the food part here. On Snapchat, did you say the phrase strawberry bacon?
Strawberry bacon?
Or what was there was a little chunk or something. I thought it was, or maybe I misheard or whatever.
Pastrami bacon.
Oh, there it was. Because, man,
strawberry.
In my defense, same. I think I was sitting.
Pork strami.
I was sitting at Big Grove. Not gonna lie. But anyway, maybe I heard what I wanted here, but.
What else do we have? I'm trying to think of all the food vendors. Oh, the Bacon Box, Dom Irelli. He's got that it's like bacon cheese wrapped in bacon sausage, wrapped in bacon and barbecue sauce. It's delicious. El Guapo's is going to be there.
Oh, nice.
Who am I missing?
Well, okay, I know this is a big one, and it is not Bacon Fest related, but because it is JR South Park Ranch, will the lobster rolls be there?
No.
Okay.
No, that's...
That takes away from getting them when you go to the fair. You can't do that.
We thought about that, but it's no, we just, we wanted it. We've got, actually, JR's will have our bacon pickle mac and cheese, our pork belly brands,
our
bacon fried rice. We've got duck bacon wontons. We actually are debuting the bacon monkey bread. I'm assuming you've had monkey bread before.
Oh, yeah.
So our pastry chef, Sarah Tuttle, as we call her,
Queen, it's a look. It's not actual
Queen
monkey
Tut,
bread.
So, okay. She makes, I was like, hey, I kind of gave her the idea because all I think about is food. And I go, could you make a bacon monkey bread? She's like, oh, yeah. And what, about 2-3 weeks ago, she was in there on a Saturday, and it was, I think it's like about the size of a softball. But then it comes with a bacon cream, buttercream.
Oh, Lord.
Golly, Miss Smiley.
Just gonna start.
So here's a really cool thing
now.
Of what you just said. Hey, I was at the Drake Relays. I saw this. I'm like, man, that's really good. And you're getting big enough. Not that you weren't big enough before, but you can just go, hey, this is what we're doing. I want you to come there. Yes. I mean,
and that's exactly what happened. I was eating ice cream at the Campbell's Concessions ice cream stand at the Relays with the Corndog Princess, by the way, and they were right next door, and I literally walk over, and I go, you guys available on May 12th and 13th? And the guy's like, I think so. He goes, you want to do Bacon Fest? He's like, sure.
Yeah. I mean, for you, that has to be extremely cool that from this small thing that you made into a big thing, and now I can walk up to people that are out here doing things and say, hey, come in here and join me, and they're jumping at it. That's amazing.
Well, it's you know... I don't think a lot of people realize how hard it is to put on events and festivals and organize just the organization from getting food vendors involved and health permits and making sure everyone thinks, you know, food safety and whatnot. But, you know, food trucks, they're so busy in the summer. I mean, there's, you know, especially with graduation season, and,
right,
you know, the, you know, breweries and festivals and just their routes. And just that I was fortunate that they had, but this company, they have like 6 or 7 trucks, but they have a coffee truck, donut truck. And they kind of bring, and they'll go in masses. They'll bring 2 or 3 trucks to their events. Donut Envy. Great, great, delicious mini donuts.
It's unbelievable. So going from one CEO of the fair to the second CEO, it's been a long time. Gary Slater been there for a long time. See any changes going to happen with the new, or they're not to your, not, I mean, just what's he like?
I've never met him, Jeremy Parsons. I've just heard great things about, you know,
I've talked to him a couple of times.
Yeah.
Gary's going away party. Seems like a really nice guy, but man, those are big shoes to fill.
Yeah, I know, but he did Clay County, is that where he was?
And which is huge.
Huge. And you just see what they've been doing up there. And you know, the fair is a behemoth. And, you know, he's going to do a great job. Really looking forward to working with him and meeting him. And, you know, not many people get the opportunity to become part of the Iowa State Fair and have a concessionaire stand there. And it's,
right,
and we try to do the best we can and kind of innovate and, you know, change things up with food. And actually yesterday we did a bunch of fair food taste testing just to kind of see, you know, different type of proteins with meats and breads and, you know, various preparations and styles, just because, you know, we try to take what we do for food just a little, you know, more of a culinary level. You know, that's why we made a lobster roll.
Right.
And, you know, but sometimes we do have, like, dino nuggets. Hey, you just throw them out of a frozen box and throw them in. Because we added that just because we didn't have a kid's item. And we sell a lot of dino nuggets. But, you know, we just try to make homemade sauces and, you know, just.
Interesting. He didn't say what fits on a stick. I mean, that seems like just fair forever.
And just so we're clear, Brooksy, Scott and I are available sometimes during the day.
Sure.
If you want to just keep saying, hey, what's this taste like? Come in.
I think
good.
We're going to do a media tasting sometime in July or August. You know, why not?
Game on.
Yeah, absolutely. Game on. I mean, it's just, you know, just getting to get to know you and some of the things. The enthusiasm is what gets me. I mean, it's how you. I get you have a bad day, but I've never seen you take something that even could be construed as negative and go, well, that's going
to
knock
what you're
me
trying
down.
To you get to you're the nice balance between Barnum and Bailey is kind of what is what
exactly.
You haven't seen nothing you don't, yet. You got some weird stuff coming.
You don't have that little angel on there going, don't do that. And you have one over here going, do that. Yeah. You just have two angels going, do that. That's it.
Yeah,
you
know,
this is what we're going to do. Jackets.
No, we've been very fortunate. Just some of the stuff that we've done has been great success and just had a lot of fun with it and given a lot back. You know, we'll probably donate – 500-plus tickets to local nonprofits, like the Iowa National Guard. They're bringing their rock wall out to have people kind of, you know, climb up some rock walls. So we gave the Iowa National Guard some free tickets for their for the troops to enjoy and just come to have a good time at a local festival. So, you know, we have the ability to do that, so we it makes us feel good and trying to help those, you know, those that help us.
Minute 30.
Okay. Well, I wanted to get into the suppliers, if you will. I didn't know if I had time or
Can you stick for another one?
We
got a couple, because I want to ask him. You told your story about JRs,
sure.
and I would really like our audience to hear it. I mean, you came to our breakfast club and talked about it. I think it's a really good story that, you know, it's a big deal.
Being second in line is an okay thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We have a minute left here too, and I'm sorry to spring this on you, but a couple of weeks ago I saw Brooks. I had a hard time going up and talking to him because I know how close you were to the Hinter family.
Oh yeah.
And we were all at Mike's funeral, and I thought, here's the problem I have going up, because one of two things is going to happen if I go see Brooks. I'm either I want to talk and laugh with him. Not appropriate. Right. And I go,
exactly.
I got a feeling that we're both criers too. Really not appropriate. But it made me think about all that energy that he has. And that's what you need to do. I try to tell people that all the time. You never know when it's not there.
Exactly.
Right. So you got to go. And I think that's the thing you need to impress me. That's my thing that I go. I mean, I've just never seen you go. That's a dumb idea.
It's the idea.
I mean, a silent disco is right up my alley. Yeah, and
get on the
way. One person.
And ride the way.
You betcha. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 101.3 and 1700, the Champ Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We're going to come back in here for another segment. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Bacon Fest coming up this weekend out at the fairgrounds.
Next weekend. You're going to make
it. Happy Thursday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3, 1700, the Champ Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We're bringing sports your way every day right here.
Sports. We're bringing bacon
We're bringing bacon today. That's right. You can check us out on Twitter at SteenOnSports, at HappyHour_SS, at ScottBrower_13, and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. We'll talk about that in a second. And the website is 1700thechamp.com. You got the first read.
I am going to do Northwest Bank. That's what we do. Northwest Bank, commitment you can bank on. Taking care of your personal, business, mortgage, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the, listen for it, northwest side of the state.
There you go.
Weird, right? Northwest Financial Group earned the Top Workplace Award again for the 8th year in a row from the Des Moines Register. Please check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. Also take advantage of applying online to loans with Northwest Bank. Once again, don't wait. Open up an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment you can count on. Member FDIC.
Thank you, sir. So, I forgot to do your lot. Hold on.
No, you're fine.
Hold on. Oh, you can't.
We're good.
This is much better. And
just so you missed it. So you're missing buttons. You're fine.
No.
There you go.
This one's still mine.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
Yes.
Let's see if it pays off.
Okay. Don't over.
Facebook.
Thank you. We are going to go, because what time is it?
We got
an hour and a half left. Yep. But if you go to 1700 The Champ on Facebook, there is a post that says we are giving away 10 blocks of 10 tickets to Bacon Fest, which is the tickets we're giving away are Friday the 12th. Starts at 4 o'clock.
21 and over.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, 21 and over event. But make sure you comment on the post from 1700 The Champ, hashtag contest, hashtag 1700 The Champ. We're going to give tickets away. You'll get contacted tomorrow is what will happen.
We want
parties and we want people and we want just a lot of fun to happen that night. So we're going to be there.
Brooks Reynolds in here with us. It's a reason that we have these tickets to give away. We appreciate that. So give us a little heads up. What's Friday look like?
So Friday, we actually have the Baking Queen contest. We normally would do that at Beer Can Alley or, you know, a couple days before, but so we're going to have that Friday afternoon at 5:30. You're going to meet the queen contestants. We've got three or four. We're actually looking for a few more ladies to enter. It's a very very sought after position. Your mother would really, really be proud of you. So that's on the main stage at 5:30, and then the talent part of the Bacon Queen contest is on at 7:30. So that is always interesting.
You got long enough here, you might be able to get in.
Really?
So, see, there we go.
So, you know, yeah, you can, you know, walk in, you come in, you know, grab a beer, grab something to eat, grab some bacon. There's going to be, you know, five bacon vendors that are just passing out free samples of bacon. We're going to start cooking. We're actually cooking in one of the kitchens at the fairgrounds just to help speed up the process, just because, you know, cooking, you know, 15,000 slices of bacon is a little difficult. So you can come in, you know, grab some bacon, get, you know, wash that down with something. You know, you have a High Noon, you could have a, you know, Cedar Ridge Bourbon, you could have a Barntown Brewing
he's
Company.
He set me up for so many questions that I have, you know, about Coors, everything he's
you could have
about.
A Coors Light, you could have a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Bourbon. All right, question number one, 15,000 pounds of bacon?
No, 15,000 slices.
Slices, okay. Anyway, do you stick with, because you've told me Berkwood Farms?
Berkwood Farms. Co-op of 100 family farmers.
Okay, so is that your main bacon vent? You don't pull from anybody else?
We have five different companies.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Berkwood Farms will be there. Des Moines Bacon Company. Jim and Rachel Reese.
Okay.
Ooh, Rachel's gotcha, very bossy gotcha. And opinionated. They're coming again. Jim's a great friend. He comes out to Colorado with me. And then we've got City Meat Market, which is the second oldest continually operated meat locker in the state. It's in New Albany, Iowa, which is the farthest northeast corner of the state.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Josh Streps comes down. Josh just called me out of the blue. He's like, hey, can I come to Bacon Festival and serve bacon? I'm like, yep.
That's all of our stuff. We're all like, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, yep. Yes. And then we've got Stanhope Locker out of Stanhope, Iowa.
Yep.
The Zankers are coming down. Was going to have Jewel Market, but Garen backed out on me last minute. He was all in, and then he's all out. He's in the and then we've got Old Station Craft Meats. They're going to be there on Saturday. So, you know, there's you know, once you get in, all the bacon is free. But if you want, like, the bacon menu items, you know, Bacon Box, Gusto Pizza, JR South Pork Ranch, you know, we've got some items that are, you know, $4 for, you know, 4 to 6 ounces of bacon fried rice or bacon pickle mac and cheese or a slice of pizza or bacon donuts or bacon cotton candy or a bacon taco.
All right. So following as I have been, obviously, with Blue Ribbon Bacon Fest, I've seen some badges, if you will, pop up about sponsors. I noticed Fireball was one of your...
You are wearing a nice shirt.
I am wearing a in honor of hearing that Fireball is a sponsor, I'm wearing my Fireball golf shirt.
It's our sponsor for when we go golfing, because both of us need Fireball to be able to golf.
Yes, it's swing oil is what they call it. But so they will be there representing, I assume. Do you have, is it one particular? Is it Anheuser-Busch? Is it, who is your?
Miller Coors. Okay. We work great, work really well with Miller Coors Iowa Beverage. They've been a great supporter and sponsor of that. So we'll have, you know, Coors Light, Pabst and High Noons and Peace Street Brewing Company. You know, we'll also have some, you know, craft beer from, you know, Barntown Brewing Company.
Okay, that's where I was wondering.
Confluence. Kinship. I'm trying to think what's the other one. Oh, Toppling Goliath's going to be there. Kind of the beers that we serve at the fairgrounds are going to be there during the fair at JR's. We'll be at Bacon Fest.
Gotcha.
We will have Busch Light just because that's the number one beer in the state. I had to do that, unfortunately. High Noons. You can get all various flavors of High Noons. Cocktails, you know, Bacon Bloody Mary. You're going to get, you know, from Absolute. We've got, you know, Don Julio, Crown Royale, Cedar Ridge, Dr. McGillicuddy's, Fireball. So,
well, before we got on the air, when we were chatting before, you said there's 40 bartenders just you've got set up for Saturday or for Friday?
That's for Friday. Well, it's a 5-acre festival ground. Yeah. It's not.
Yeah, that's not huge, Gary. Well, that is huge for a festival. Yeah.
For a festival ground, that's big. I mean, it's a, you know, so we've got. You know, the Iowa Beer Bus is going to be coming in, and we've got some, you know, like Peace Trees Black and Blue Sour. We've got Kinship Summer Lager. We've got Barntown's Raspberry Lemonade, which is delicious. You know, so I think there's 11 or 12 bars that are going to be around the festival ground. So, you know, you don't have to walk that far to get wet your whistle.
I'm guessing that this has already been done. Has anybody done a bacon martini at all? Or
Ham Hatton.
Oh, dang. That's awesome.
Actually, you know what's really good? a chocolate bacon martini.
Oh, there you go.
Bacon flavored vodka and chocolate milk.
I'm gonna have to Uber.
No, it just screams heartburn for me. But hey,
Uber time.
Gonna have fun. Have fun.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, where are you going next? You got anything?
Well, where do you want to go?
Well, I want to go. The things I was looking at here. So the what did you say? The pork strami was one of the items you were hoping to have. Did that make the cut? Because you said you were having a little.
We're not sure yet. We don't have to turn in our menus until. Well, if you want to add it for the new fair food item, I don't. That's not what we're going to enter. But I don't know. We won't have to decide until July 1st.
But the menu for Bacon Fest has been set.
Yeah. It's not going to be a Bacon Fest.
Gotcha. When you look at this and kind of getting a feel on numbers that you deal with during the state fair compared to, is Saturday going to be a fraction of what you would still do on an Iowa State Fair day, or do you expect it to be comparable?
It'll be comparable. I mean, I think it could be somewhat similar. JR's is a very small footprint.
Right.
I mean, we're almost timesing that by like 30.
Yeah, that's true.
For the whole festival grounds, and basically, you know, we'll still have the bungalow bar, main bar, upstairs bar. We call it the tree bar or the chicken hut bar. And, you know, so we'll have four bars just in JR's. Normally during the fair, we have 10.
Right.
Because we, you know, we'll have the craft corral. We've got some stuff all around. But then again, near the Iowa Beer Bus, that bar is 50 feet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, at the VIP, it's like 60 feet of bar space. And then we'll have pop-up, like, just canned bars where you can just get a canned product, you know, a High Noon, a 16-ounce Coors Light, a Silver Bullet, or a Banquet beer.
So walking up, you get out there, parking.
I would park at the Varied Industries lot. That's probably the best way.
Between that and Jacobson, lot and through
that's
there.
That's the big lot. That's where we're directing folks to that side.
Do you have to pay for parking?
No, parking
or just
is
come
free.
Park?
Parking is free. I would have folks bring cash. You know, we will be able to use credit cards, but cash is always king. So if you want to, that's the easiest way. There's parking at the Midway. There's parking. You know, there's a ton of parking. There is a quinceañera at the Elwell building that night. And then there's another veterans organization charity dinner at the 4-H building from 4 to 10. So there are some other events, but, you know, our event's going to be early and people can park on the street. I mean, you know, when the fair's not going on, it's
open.
It's
open.
An actual street.
Yeah, it's
I
an
just
actual
want to make
street.
Sure
so people, you know, people are going to park on Grand. They're going to park at the Midway and, you know, just don't be a jerk.
Yeah,
don't park. I was going to say something else.
Don't reach for the button. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing.
You know, just, you know, use your head. Park accordingly. And, yeah, it's going to be – we've got two entrances. There's the east entrance, which is kind of the smaller one. That's near the cattle pavilion. And then the main entrance is near the VI just because we're assuming a majority of the people are going to be entering through that way. You know, we'll have people tailgate. That's the fun part is, you know, it'll be 10 in the morning and, you know, we're on that area of the festival. We see people are like outside parking and grilling and kind of getting ready for the day. So that's always fun to see. There's some diehards and it's going to be a fun day. It's, you know, though, if it does rain, we actually have a rain location. The Ag building is available.
Oh,
so
nice.
I'm hoping we don't have to move it. But, you know, again, if inclement weather comes up and we have to move, we do have another spot. So it is a rain or shine event. And hopefully it doesn't rain.
Like I said,
72 and sunny all day. No wind.
Perfect. No wind. That'd be, we're looking at that.
We've got people bringing in campers. We're camping. It's going to be, we're making it a weekend. It's going to be a good time. So, it doesn't cost for parking. You get there. Can you just walk up and buy tickets?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. So
it'll be $5 more at the door. So your best bet is just to log on. We're not going to shut down online sales until 6 o'clock that night. So I mean, the best bet would be to just do it. Then it's easier and we don't have to mess with, you know, processing it at the door, but we'll take your extra $5 if you want.
Cool.
I'm getting out of going to one graduation.
I know you are.
On Friday, which is good.
Okay, you're going to make sure you bring your ID, though.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Work deal. It's a work deal.
Yep, it is a work deal. So, and then we're coming back down after on Saturday when he graduates.
We're going to be there. I know that.
I know. So it's going to be a lot of fun. What you have to do is you just have to get down there and you need to move around. You have to check out all the places. I think sometimes we all get centrally located and we don't move. There's so many things that Brooks has already talked about. Listen, the best thing at Bacon Fest, the best thing at the fair is people watching. So, I mean, get to a point where you're walking around and you're watching some people.
I mean, a friend of Brooks and a friend of the family and a very big friend of Variety, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, he's going to be on our show. He's going to come out to a show and hang out. You don't think that that's going to be just verbal chaos. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Pretty much, we might be two peas in a pod right there.
This is true. This is very true.
My grandmother raised a wrestling fan, so there you go.
it's going to be a lot of unique moments, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We're very much looking forward to it, Brooks.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
We got a couple more minutes. We're not done yet.
Oh, we're not done yet? Okay.
No. I thought you motioned to me.
I didn't.
Okay. All right.
I was thinking about my grandma and Hacksaw Jim Duggan. What are you talking about, man? I'm excited about that. Okay, so let's just go over this one more time. So Friday,
4 o'clock, Bacon Fest, Iowa State Fairgrounds, more specifically, is the JR South Pork Ranch, Bill Riley Stage. With that being said, go to Facebook. We got till 6 o'clock tonight. Yep. Go to Facebook.
Get a 10-pack.
1700 the Champ. There is a post that says and states that we are giving away 10 10-packs of tickets to Bacon Fest Friday night, a 21 and older event. But comment 1700 the Champ, and we'll get you listed so we can get people to win some tickets.
And we will let you know, and you'll have to come out to the radio station to pick up tickets.
Friday. That's what it sounds like. Yep. Yes. So, Friday of this week, because it's a week from.
I know.
Which tomorrow's Friday.
I know. A week from Friday.
Week from Friday.
Yes.
Is when you pick the tickets up.
Right.
Okay.
At some point in time, we're going to have them here, or Scott and I will physically deliver them to you. How's that? Is that better?
You know what? I'll stand by. I'll have my fireball shirt on. I'll stand by the gate and just wave and go, come here. You're in.
You're in. You're in. And you're in.
There you go.
No, we, Brooksy, we really appreciate it. We appreciate the love you give us on the radio and getting to talk to you and stuff. So we're going to be out at the fair. We'll get you in talking again about some of the stuff going on at the fair, as long as we don't have a tornado or lightning strike 6 inches away from our building again.
Yep,
so
we'll do that again.
Looking forward to that. But this is the precursor of getting out there at the fair. And JR's is the best place. It's the most fun to hang out in.
You're a fan of the silent disco, and you.
Well, no, I'm talking about people watching.
Are you guys going to do the live remote every day during the fair?
Don't know if it's
Tuesday. We'll definitely do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is how we normally do.
Right.
Just let me know. I can bring you out some food. I know a guy.
Okay.
I'm gonna write that down.
He does know a guy.
Put that down.
We
know a guy.
You bet. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We're trying to bring sports your way every day, but we brought you some better stuff today, which makes it even better. Scott and I'll be back. Last segment of this first hour.
Sign up for 101.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Thursday. Last segment, first hour. That went really fast, but when you have Brooks in here, it goes really fast. You've got a lot going on. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. We're bringing sports your way every day. Twitter is at Scott Brower _13, at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, and at Happy Hour _SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. You have an hour and 15 minutes left to go to 1700 The Champ Facebook page.
Yep. Find the post.
Pound 1700 The Champ and pound contest. And
did you really say pound?
Pound.
What he meant was hashtag.
Pound. It's the pound sign. I always say that.
For the rest of us under 70 years old, it's a hashtag.
I had that on my phone. You don't have that anymore. So do that, and we are going to give away 10 10 sets of 10 tickets.
Give away 100 tickets to Bacon Fest Friday night. It's going to be a good time.
It is going to be a good time. It's going to be a ton of fun.
Did I just say Bacon Fest?
Yeah.
That's totally different. Totally different.
It's a different program and a different station.
Excuse me.
Fest.
So, all right. Back to the world of sports.
Yes.
I want to jump straight into it.
You look like you got something on your mind there.
I've been wanting to talk to you because you've been throwing wind on social media about Lamar Jackson's agent, which he is his agent.
He is. He worked out a pretty good deal.
Yeah, but that means I have to recant half the crap that I said over the last. Don't nod like you won.
Okay.
This isn't a contest.
Tua makes it past the first two games without a concussion. I'll have to apologize to you.
Okay, well, okay. But, here's the bullet points that I noticed. He got it that he can't be traded.
Nope.
Okay.
Can't be restricted.
They
like
can't
he was.
They can't tag him.
Like they just did. Can't do that.
And then he's a free agent after five years.
After 5 years, he's 31 years old.
He did all – that's pretty good.
It is pretty good. He got
the money he wanted.
He got $58 million the day they – today, he gets $58 million. He gets $158 pretty much up front, too, because they're paying for his first three. So they didn't have – so the fifth year was just an option, but he doesn't have to take the option. So
you could have knocked me over with a proverbial feather. I didn't think he would be – even wearing a Ravens jersey next year, and now they're talking about finding weapons for him to throw to. He's saying he can throw for 6,000 yards to the weapons he already has.
Right, because he has the one, and Patrick Mahomes would back him up. Patrick Mahomes and a couple other people in different organizations said that Flowers is the best wide receiver in the draft. He just came from Boston College, who didn't throw the ball a lot. So, he did okay. This is the part that I'm glad he didn't talk about, because he can let other people do his talking for that.
Right.
The people out there that said, well, he gets hurt and blah, 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 and he didn't play last year and he let his team down. He knew what he was getting ready to do. He knew they didn't want to negotiate. They knew that it was going to go. Why would he come? He had nothing on the table if he would have went back. Tore his ACL, did something. He was not playing last year after he got hurt the first time.
When you say he knew it, he was, I'm not going to give you guys effort because you're not giving me.
You didn't give me any effort. You didn't give me any weapons. You got to change. You guys got to change.
I'm not going to give you effort because you're not giving me any love.
Right. I totally agree. And here's the thing that I really think. And the more and more I listen to different talk radio shows and go through all that. Somebody from somewhere is telling him, you have to say this. Even if you don't believe this, you have to say this because it'll get us clicks, likes, ratings, whatever.
Right.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that, and you listen to Lamar and you listen to the few people around him, he was always, and you would have known this if you were listening to sports talk radio, he was never coming back. Because that's what they were putting out. Right. Now you just have to learn that these people that are putting it out have an agenda. And it has nothing to do with Lamar Jackson. It has nothing. It has to do with social media clicks.
Right. And you can tell we don't have an agenda because there's not a lot of clicks. So
not a click. So we have no agenda. We have the agenda of we're going to tell you something. And if you like it or don't like it, I'm not changing it because you like it or don't like it.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, we both are pretty pig-headed when it comes to something.
So now let's take off the Steen on Sports hat and let's put on the back to you being a Ravens fan hat. Because you were a Lamar fan. You weren't a Ravens fan. Now you're back to being your Ravens fan again.
Well, I'm waiting to see what Todd Mulkey does. Coming from Georgia, I did not like their offensive coordinator. I think that was part of the problem. I don't think he knew. You have a unicorn, and I don't think he knew how to use a unicorn. Not very many people do. I think Todd Mulkey knows how to do that. And that's what I'm hoping. Because it's a combination, right? It's a combination of running, because that's just Baltimore Ravens. Their defense is good. I think that's good. you have to be able to maneuver him out and let him throw the ball downfield. That's the thing that they've never done since he's been there. You have to throw the ball downfield.
Mm-hmm.
He has a cannon, and now he has a couple of wide receivers that can actually get down the field. And then he still has Mark Andrews. He still has two tight ends. He's got running backs. He's happy.
Well, but see, that's just the thing that you're alluding to. It became so one-dimensional that it felt like all weight was on Lamar Jackson, that he had to be the offense.
Right.
It's now that if he can open up and throw to wide receivers, that gives you the flat. If you can't go to the flat, then ultimately, I mean, if you do have a running back that can do things, the last variable should be that you're using your very expensive quarterback as the run option.
Right. And he'll do that. He wants to run too. He likes running.
I understand that.
He doesn't want to go out.
The amount of money he's worth, he's right. not going to want
to do
that.
He doesn't want to go at running backs. But that's his payback on corners and safeties when they pick a pass off or they do something. Yeah. And then I'm going to run at you, and I'm 6'5 and 230 pounds, and I'm faster than you are. So, no, he's still going to run. He's just not going to take hits anymore.
Right.
He's going to go out of bounds. He's going to go down.
It just seemed that when the ball was tucked – for Lamar Jackson, it's because it was the relief valve became the norm.
Right. And his biggest issue, and Tyreek Hill's a hell of a football player. I would have a hard time getting over the other minutia. But if Lamar Jackson had somebody like that, when he's back to pass, and they're running their original route, and then pass rush comes and he can avoid it with his legs and he moves out and then he wants to throw. Whenever you do that, he doesn't want to throw a 5-yard little dunk. He wants to throw the ball down the field.
Right.
If he had someone, that's why Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill got along so well, because Patrick Mahomes, when he'd try to do something and as soon as it wasn't, they made, even if it was just a little bit of eye contact, Tyreek Hill would just take off and Patrick Mahomes just fling the ball down there.
Well,
and now he has that guy.
When you say fling it wasn't even that it was a 40-yard.
No,
it was the 17 to 22.
Yeah, but even if it was 22 yards, right?
Right. And it was the yards after catch is what was the big deal, because these guys, they'd hit him right so that it was they could get the ball, opposed to the 5-yard, oh, crap, I got to get rid of it, where it was I have a viable outlet that is 17 to 22 yards down, which they can turn into more yards. So
my biggest thing was the Baltimore Ravens should have – I look at Joe Burrow, I look at Patrick Mahomes, and you go, well, there's nobody like him. And then you watch Josh Allen play, and you watch Joe Burrow play, and you watch Justin Herbert play. When you look at Lamar Jackson, you can't go, well, there's three other guys just like him. No, there's Kyler Murray runs. He's 5'8". That's not comparable. This guy's 6'5". You Deshaun Watson, he's 6'3". 6'3", 6'4", 6'5".
Right.
He's right in that
range.
Deshaun Watson, he's running so he doesn't get sacked. That's what Deshaun Russell Wilson anymore, he runs so he doesn't get sacked. He doesn't want to lose yards.
You said Kyler Murray is 5'8".
Yeah, he's 5'10".
5'10 and an 8.
5'10 and an 8
is what it says.
With shoes with really deep cleats. Because if he stands by somebody, he's all a 5'8.
See, I love this. When you Google it, it comes up. Kyler Murray height. 5'10 and an 8. That it says right under it. Just a few inches under or shy of a big 6-footer. Really? Good. Right. Good job.
Yeah. It's the same as Bryant Young. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
It really does. But you have to see. I don't think Bryant Young is worrying about playing video games. That's his thing. You're the Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Hour 2 coming up. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM and 1700 Champ AM Real Sports Talk.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ.
Taking a look at your traffic. No major accidents or issues to warn you about at the moment.
Thursday, second hour already. Had Brooksy in here. It goes fast. I mean, he just keeps going. You feel bad because you could keep him in here for the 2 hours, but you know he's got 19 gazillion things going on.
And
he is
a cup full of his dad and a cup full of his mom.
He's
a fun dude to be around.
He got the best of both, which is pretty darn cool. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fan. We're bringing sports your way every day, or even more things than sports, which is why we enjoy doing this. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at Happy Hour underscore SS, and at Steen on Sports. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. Once again, we'll talk about that really quick. Website is 1700thechamp.com. All three shows so far this week are all up. So easy now. Wow. Not angry or anything. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Twins, Guardians. And then next Tuesday, Wednesday, it's Twins, Padres. All of those are pretty much, except for on Saturday. So the Friday and the Tuesday, Wednesday are right when we get off the show. So what's the matter? You're having a day.
I had Kyler Murray pulled up, and that made me, my mind works in funny ways, and so I'm like, okay, shortest NFL quarterback. It took me back to the same page.
I was going to say it's either him or Doug Flutie, but Doug Flutie was at least
thicker. No, I didn't go all time. I went.
Now. Yeah, that's definitely him. This segment, I'm just going to jump over here. I'm not going to jump over here. I'm going to do this. Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building solution company. Provides, designs, engineers, installs, programs, and services HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, go to woodmancontrols.com. You can check out all the things that we just talked about right there with the company. Or if you want to go and you're looking for a job to get into a high-end company, you can go to woodmancontrols.com and look for various high-end employment opportunities and development, project management, field or service technicians, and many more for an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company. So breaking news while we were out, I'll tease that we have to. So 1700 The Champ Facebook,
it's important. There is a post on 1700 The Champ on Facebook. Go find it and comment hashtag 1700 The Champ. Because we're giving away tickets, and it stops at 6 o'clock night, giving away 100 tickets total to Bacon Fest, May 12th, 4 to 6. So, go. We've got a lot of comments. It's some people are commenting the way they're supposed to, and some people are just like, I like bacon.
That's always good. Always good.
Exactly.
No, we're going to, it's a week from Friday, so a week from tomorrow.
Yep.
We're going to be live out there from 4 to 6 in the VIP area.
You betcha.
Which will be kind of cool, and see what happens.
Yeah, we're going to talk to, Brooksy said he was going to get it set up. We'll talk to
Hacksaw
Jim Duggan. We're going to talk to a couple guys, I think from, what was it, from Brookwood Farms. We're going to talk to some bacon czars, I think is what
that's a pretty cool thing, too, because that's one of those questions. Oh, have anybody here ever said no to Brooks? Because I'm thinking it does. Because his ideas work. Even as out there sometimes, right. it works. And why does it work? It's the first time that you and I ever met. What'd we meet over and you hated me for?
Bacon and beer.
And beer.
I didn't hate you. You touched without asking. I want that. I mean, it's like you
really
were an only
good.
Child.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was on a fire pit.
First of all, if it's before 9:30 in the morning, you ask to have somebody's high life, okay? You just don't assume.
Well, it was the first time I ever had a high life, too.
Well, I like the fact that you went and coached an actual U-trip baseball game?
No, it was an all-star game.
All-star game and won.
Yes.
So that says something about your coaching.
It does. It gets better with aging time.
All right. Did you watch any NBA last night?
I did. I watched little. But before you do that, we got to tease it. I didn't tease it, but we talked about this when the Milwaukee Bucks, when you're the number one seed, you probably didn't play up to expectations, even though they had injuries. I don't like how the roster was brought together either, but Mike Boonholzer is
the coach
for the Milwaukee Bucks. Was
I think the word you're looking for, the former
coach. Once again, another... And I know we keep saying this, and I get some blowback sometimes because, Nick Nurse got fired. Yeah, and he also was in Toronto, got them to the playoffs, and won a championship. Come on.
Well, and leading up to that story, whether it was both sides didn't want bad press about it, it wasn't the the Toronto Raptors fired Nick Nurse. Yes, he was let go, but it was agreement. It was amicable.
Right.
They wanted out.
Yep, both sides, because okay. it got to a point where it wasn't fun. It was a job.
Right.
And that's usually what breaks up relationships in the business world. When it becomes...
Thank you for putting in the business world.
Yeah, no, that's what happens. Yeah, right. That's what happens when, hey, it's all fun while we're all getting along. But the minute you don't get along and the amount of time that you spend, yes, the basketball season's 8 months long,
right,
but they're never done.
Well, and that leads into the conversation we had, because the former coach of the Celtics, who was phenomenal,
right,
last year.
Coach of the year.
Ime
Udoke.
Nduko. Is it Nduke?
Oh,
Nduko. Anyway, he was phenomenal, had some issues with HR.
You can't date people in the organization.
Okay. He had some issues with HR, that he was no longer part of the Celtics organization, and he quickly took...
It wasn't like they mispaid him.
Okay. But HR gets involved on that stuff too.
Yes.
Okay? Just so you know.
But anyway, want to make you feel uncomfortable.
Anyway, well, you are good at that. With that being the conversation we were having, Ime took the job down at Houston. It seemed like it was quick, opening, opportunity, go.
Maybe he knew.
He definitely didn't know that Milwaukee was going to be the number one seed and lose in the first round.
Yes, this is true.
And this scenario and the style of coaching that we've talked about, this seems to be setting up nicely for a Nick Nurse.
Right, because he knows a few. He knows how to get the most out of whatever he has on his roster. And even though he had Kawhi Leonard was injured a lot, he's never had a Giannis, and I think he can make Giannis grow. I think they'll, and he's both a defensive and offensive styled coach, depending on what his teams are. So it would seem that would be a good fit. And anytime that you can have Giannis, you get the ability to coach Giannis, you have to give it a try. And I think that would be a big deal. My problem is that the Milwaukee Bucks as a whole does not have a roster that is construed to beat different squads. There's squads that if Milwaukee had to face in the playoffs this year that we thought, I didn't think they would lose when they did, but there's squads that they just don't match up with. And you need to figure that out before, you know, I don't ever think that Giannis wants to go anywhere, because he's been really happy they took a chance on him. He turned out to be a super, super, superstar. So right. I think that bodes well for both sides. But
it is interesting learning more and more, and we talk about this when it gets into playoff NBA basketball, because that's when we seem to actually dial in and focus in more. But it is the roller coaster / teeter-totter of injuries. How a team can ebb and flow massively.
Right. And people just don't realize, because they go, well, these guys fly in private jets. It still doesn't matter. The majority of them are 6'5 and over. Nothing's comfortable. You're flying. You're playing four nights a week. You're traveling all over the place. You have to do so many hours of talking to everybody. It's not – I get they get paid a lot of money, but it's not as easy as what people – believe it to be. And that's the difficult part.
Question. Anthony Davis.
Yes.
Love Anthony Davis.
I do too.
Is he right now playing to the potential of who he should be? Is he just rising to the occasion that it's the playoffs?
Oh, I think he's I don't even think he's playing at anywhere near his best.
Okay.
He's when healthy, and that's been his problem, right? Is when healthy. He gets injured a lot. I mean, that's the greatest thing about LeBron James, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's barely ever missed games. Anthony Davis is a unicorn. He shoots the ball and dribbles the ball like a two guard and blocks shots. And
is he acting like he wants the LA Lakers to be his team? Like that's a path? Like,
you know,
he's
No, I don't think he wants to, because he doesn't want to have to do what LeBron does.
Okay.
So when you have a problem with this person,
right,
they go to LeBron. Or when,
okay,
you know,
okay.
I think he's much better. That's the reason he didn't like being with the Pelicans, because he didn't want to be, I don't think he wants to be the dude. He'll play like the dude.
Right. He wants to be the athlete. He doesn't want to be the.
He doesn't want the other
good
side.
Lord,
of
man.
It.
You got to solve your own problems. Yeah, I just want to play ball.
He doesn't want to be a captain. He right. doesn't, you know, he doesn't want to exactly. do any of that. He just wants to, play basketball and he wants to stay healthy. And listen, once again, all these people that go on TV or go on the radio and they speak poorly of Anthony Davis, it's clicks. They don't really believe that. You can't really look at somebody and go, yeah, the 6'10 guy who looks like he could play point guard, can shoot threes, can rebound, can play inside. He does it all. He's a five-tool player. And, I mean, he's to me, he's even in his prime and in LeBron's, he's even a better five tool player, because I don't think LeBron's a very good shooter and Anthony Davis is,
right.
But Anthony Davis can't stay healthy. And that's the point that everybody, you can't miss 23 games a year.
Okay. All right. I enjoy giving you little things to nibble on and then you run with it here. The 76ers and Boston Celtics are now tied 1-1 in this series. Last night it was 87-121.
Yeah.
Boston won. What in the world happened?
Both ways. I think we'll have to look this up because I cannot remember the Boston Celtics coach's name. So we'll look it up. I think that him and Doc Rivers might be two of the worst coaches in the NBA right now. Neither one of them can make a switch or, you know, just take a little U-turn or a little, you know, get
Joe
off.
Joe Mazzulla.
Joe, who was the lead assistant for Oduke.
Right.
And he's more on the offensive side of it. The Boston Celtics were horrible defensively in that first game. And here's the problem the 76ers have, because I love Doc Rivers. I love Doc Rivers when he played. I think he'd be a great coach. I just don't think he's a good coach. He's a good coach. He's not a great coach. He's not putting you over the top. If you have a great team, he's not putting you over the top. If you have a mediocre team, he's not getting you to good. But he meshes well with the players. Neither one of them can make in-game things. Like I told you the night before, that when Joel Embiid isn't there, James Harden is a offensive force in the NBA when Joel Embiid's not there. James Harden is a really good NBA player, all-star level player when he is. But when he was in there by himself and the Boston Celtics goes, okay, we're going to put our best defensive player on him and that's how we're going to do this. And then the minute he came down, he waited 2 seconds, two guys came up to set a screen, and now your best defender's not on him, and your not best defender now is, and James Harden just went to town. Last night, Doc Rivers doesn't know how to ease James Harden and Joel Embiid back into the same game plan, because they don't fit like a great shoe. You know, your great running shoe that when you go out and you take your first 20 strides and you're like, oh my gosh, this is like air. That's not them.
To me, it's, oh, I forgot about insoles.
Exactly. It's not Golden State where it just looks like they're all on the same page and they're doing all this stuff. And I just think that if you're wanting to know who's going to win an NBA championship, I can't see either one of these teams because of coaching.
Okay, to what you just touched on, though, now that with the Golden State Warriors, Steve Kerr, is Steve Kerr a good coach in your eyes?
Steve Kerr is a good coach for this particular team.
Okay.
Because he understands it. If he didn't have Jordan Poole and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green and they didn't work in sync together like they do, okay. And he went somewhere where none of them talk after they get done or they all go okay. their separate ways, he has taken that group. And the one thing that he's done, and all that he's won 4 championships, I think, is he's been able to mesh Draymond Green, even though it's Draymond Green, mm-hmm. and everybody still respects Draymond Green and all of that.
So he's not necessarily a master of the formula; he's part of the equation,
right? And the thing that Steve Kerr brings is he can make it a big equation. Like he can take 22 different things.
Right.
That you know, you're looking for a nuclear physicist. That's what he is. He's that guy. Good. Okay, we're set.
We're set with Steve.
That's what I look at. Like Phil Jackson, was like the guru. You're right. They called him the guru because he was mentally trying to make these guys tougher. And the reason that he made those guys tougher was because if anybody didn't take Phil Jackson's stuff, then Michael Jordan walked over and smacked them upside the head. Steve Kerr knows he can't do that because he's not Phil Jackson, even though he worked under Phil Jackson and he learned from Phil Jackson.
Right.
The thing that he has is he has a superstar who's pretty easy in Steph Curry. He has another superstar in Klay Thompson that never says a word. And then you have Draymond.
You know what? He doesn't.
And then Draymond Green. It's on this team, it's okay that Draymond Green acts like that because the two leaders of the team don't.
Well, they know they don't have
to. The problem they have is now you have to pay him. And at the beginning of the year, he didn't just slap Jordan Poole. He walked up and sucker punched him. It's hard to keep a teammate on your squad, no matter if it's Draymond Green or anybody that's done that. They're either going to have to get rid of Jordan Poole or they're going to have to get rid of Draymond Green because I don't think it's going to work, and I don't think it works right now. I think it's splintered the group.
I wish there was audio with that because I don't think it wasn't an out-of-the-blue punch. Was it too much?
Jordan Poole was tired of him barking at him.
Right.
And was saying stuff, just thinking, okay, he's not going to do that. And then he went, oh, I wasn't doing that to the ball boy. I was doing it to Draymond Green.
I was going to say Draymond Green, which is the epitome of an alpha.
Right.
And you lit the candle, or yeah, you know.
And then you have to pick because Jordan Poole's nice to have. But Draymond Green's been the cornerstone of that group.
Yeah, I know. So good problems to have, right?
Oh, my God, it's not good problems to have. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Second segment coming up. Scott and I will be right back.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 7 for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Thursday. I can't believe it's Thursday already. It's been a full week for me. My goodness gracious.
Look at you working.
All 5 days. I better not say that too quick. So let's see here. We are Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You are listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. We're bringing sports your way every day. Want to thank Brooks Reynolds for coming in today, talking about Blue Ribbon Bacon Fest that's going to go on next Friday and Saturday.
A week from tomorrow.
At the fairgrounds in a pretty big footprint, which is kind of cool. I like that. It's always fun to have Brooks in here. As soon as he walks in the door, it lights up even more, and it's just you can
dun, 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 dun,
yes, it's passion, right? Because who wakes up in the middle of the night and go, you know, bacon, and I'm gonna do something with it. And he's done some incredible things and traveled to some incredible places.
Well, I love that story you just told today. He was at the Drake Relays. He looked at the lady making monkey bread at the food truck and said, "Can you put bacon in that?" Yep. What are you doing on the 12th?
Right.
And
another guy that he walked up to. Hey, was it the donut guy that he saw there? Or I can't remember which one it was. Hey, you want to come? Yes. that's when we commented. You know, Brooks says something and people say yes.
Well,
because it works.
Well, it's at that stage that there's some legitimacy to Bacon Fest. I'm sure the first year it was, hey, you want to come down to Bacon Fest? A what?
A what? What?
Oh, no, what?
I agree with that. You have the read.
I have the read.
Before you do the read, May the 4th be with you. So Nader Tater is 22 today.
That would be your youngest.
No, my youngest is 22, getting ready to graduate on next Friday at his last class today. Official last class today.
Really?
Yep.
Did he wear a stormtrooper outfit? No, he'd be more of a Baby Yoda, wouldn't he?
I don't know. You know what he's excited
about. No, he's more Ewan McGregor Obi-Wan.
Yes. You know what he's excited about. All of us are excited about. I don't know what you think of Dune, but we're huge Dune fans. And they just...
But, you know, the Dune fan in you is back when it was Sting in a loincloth.
Right,
that's what you remember.
That's my Dune. But this Dune, seeing that's the hard part for me when this first... the remake of Dune came out, they stopped right when the movie gets good. So
that's what they
that's what
do.
A sequel does.
It's a two-part.
Yeah, and that is a the first clip came out for number two, and it comes out pretty quick.
Yep.
So really excited.
Well, Guardians of the Galaxy 2's coming out.
Go ahead and do your read, and I'll come right back to that.
Who did you do?
I've done Woodman, and you've done Northwest Bank.
I'm going to do Heritage Building Maintenance. Okay. Provides quality, health-centric building maintenance and janitorial services throughout central Iowa. Heritage is future-focused and driven by technology to find a healthier and more efficient way to serve their clients. They believe they should provide the first line of defense and proper health care, be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation and technology, providing peace of mind and protecting their future by being certified partners in science-proven microbial control to provide an advanced level of janitorial services to their clients. Go to heritagebldg.com to check out more about cleaning and the future of janitorial services.
Okay. I know that you're not a Marvel fan to sit down and watch.
Are you kidding me?
Are you a Marvel fan? Well, we talk about Marvel sometimes and you look at me cross-eyed.
Well, it's because you misquote things.
No. Stop.
Yes, I have Disney Plus. And the reason I have Disney Plus is I enjoy watching, like The Mandalorian. I was doing that stuff. But like right now, seriously, if you're going to be on the treadmill for 45 minutes to an hour, I watched the original, Captain America, The First Avenger. You went back and watched.
One of my favorites.
But now I'm watching it, finding all the Easter eggs that happened that you notice now that you didn't notice because of all the other movies. Black Widow. That kind of got crappy. I almost said the other thing. Wow. Thank you, editor. got crappy reviews. Yes, got crappy reviews.
I thought it was really good.
It is really good when you
I like the darker undertone of it and a deeper meaning. That's the ones I don't. But I just had this because I wanted to ask you this today because Guardians, because I have a feeling you love Guardians because you're that dude. You're Star-Lord.
Well, thank you.
You are that guy.
I knew you weren't talking John Batista, but okay.
No, you are that dude.
Okay.
Well, listening to the Walkman with the old stuff and sentimental. And
okay, first of all, it's an amazing soundtrack, and it was from when I was very, very young.
Right, it's an unbelievable soundtrack. But three's coming out. It's the last one. They're not doing any more. They're still going to be in the if they make more Marvel things, that they're going to do that.
Right. But, it's
I love Guardian of the Galaxy. Right. The first one was amazing. The second one was okay, and I'm really looking forward to this one.
The second one was pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean,
wasn't as good as the first one.
Kurt Russell was in it.
Kurt Russell. I love Kurt Russell.
But no, they've done some pretty cool things. So I strive in my life to be able to say the same three words throughout a movie of I am Groot.
Right.
And get $20 million. That's Vin Diesel's gig right there.
That ain't a bad gig.
He was the voice of Giant. Be good. Right?
Yep.
Okay.
$20 million.
And dude is making bank.
$20 million.
Exactly.
I am Groot is more than he says in all of his...
But it's the inflection that he uses, I am Groot.
Yes, that he says in his Fast and Furious. What does he say in there? Like 100 words maybe in the whole movie?
Yeah, it's something about family. That's what he says.
That's all it is.
But I think the big thing was with the Guardians of the Galaxy, it was James Gunn. He was able to be the director, and he did the three, blah, blah, blah. But... No, it'll be good, and it is interesting after we've had Infinity War and Endgame, the two big Avenger movies. They took a breath. Now where do we go with it type thing? So it's backlogging prequels and this and to do things. But
the really interesting thing about what you just Infinity War and Endgame
mm-hmm.
did not overwhelmingly like them when I saw it the first time. And then when I sat down and watched it the second time and I got more nuances that were going on.
The layers.
I liked it.
The tide
much
layer.
Much more.
Right. Of why is Red Skull in this movie? Well, then if you go back to the, But that's, we're, okay, welcome to Nerds Radio. I mean, but anyway.
My kids are loving it, though.
Oh, yeah. You
know, it's a really good.
So, yes, back to
his birthday.
To May the 4th.
Yes.
May the 4th be with you.
Peace be with you.
But that's Nate, with my birthday coming up in a few weeks, Nate and I always, every year, because we try to find a day in between his birthday and my day to go golfing. So maybe this year, now that I know that he can legally have a beer, we can go do it.
Yeah, he can definitely do that. So
it's funny. I got a slightly sports related as well. A good friend of mine, we'll just call him Scotty. Scotty used to be a bouncer at Miss Kitty. Scotty was from my little town, Coon Rapids, that I grew up in. He's 285, 6'4". He's a big man.
Yeah.
Okay. And when I used to babysit him as a kid, I could pick him up, throw him across the room, and now he's 285,
right. He
6'4", whatever.
Hello.
His stories. He was over at the University of Iowa, hung out back in the day of with the University of Iowa football team. Scotty ran cord for Hayden Fry. He was the guy, you know, you didn't say anything. You just walked behind because you had that long cord and would walk up and down the sidelines and listen to Hayden Fry. What a gig.
Oh, would it be a cool gig to
but
see.
Today's his birthday, too.
Well, happy birthday, buddy. So we used to leave Cedar Falls on a Thursday night, go to our buddies in Iowa City, play basketball all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, go out to the bars afterwards, and then go back up to you and I. And we would go to the bars, like we'd go to Airliner or I can't remember some of the other older names. And there was always like Chipperilli Brothers, man. Don't even go near him. Okay, I get that. But the only time that I ever saw people and somebody was walking in the bar and they'd get out of their way, Larry Station. And the nicest, most intelligent person you've ever met in your life, but did that dude have guns? And he just walked by, and everybody going, yeah, hi, Larry. How you doing? Good game.
There you go.
But the difference, then you have the Chipperilli Brothers, man. They're throwing people off balconies and fighting. And,
right.
And they go in.
Weren't they wrestlers?
Yes. They go in and start fighting with each other. And then when somebody goes, hey, you guys don't do that, and you were done.
Exactly.
And we just stood up on the upper balcony.
It's like,
beer,
don't
going,
put your hand in a dogfight.
Yeah,
you're
going
to get bit.
No, I miss college days. Wouldn't have. I don't think I could lift them again.
I was going to say, your knees don't, but yeah.
My knees definitely do not. Yeah, not a lot of. I didn't hurt my knees from studying. Let's just say that.
All right.
Okay, so we have some things.
Did you? I watched a little on lunch today. I flipped the channels. We are in Charlotte for the PGA, the Wells Fargo Championship.
Yeah.
Okay. It looks absolutely gorgeous down there.
I know. And another great field. I mean, I know that the PGA is pushing these guys to play a certain amount of tournaments so they can get that end of the year money. It's just great that you have these type of fields at some of these golf courses.
Because it's Max Homa. It was the one that won last year.
Yeah.
But I was reading through an article and it was interesting because they were chatting with Justin Thomas, JT, and he made a comment that I guess I had not heard. I had wondered. But he made the comment that he has checked in with his good friend Tiger Woods. Were you aware that Tiger had
ankle
fusion surgery?
Yep.
So he did mess something up when he was at the Masters.
Popped a screw, came through.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. So anyway, it's the description that JT gave about it, that this is pretty much a Groundhog Day for him at this point. Surgery, rehab, go again. Surgery, rehab, go
until you don't want to do it anymore. And I think that's, you know, we talked about that a little bit yesterday with Joey LaCava going with Patrick Cantlay.
Well,
Patrick,
see, and that's where I was alluding to, the fact that
Patrick Cantlay had a good round today.
Yes, he did.
That is a very, very, very good golfer with Joey LaCava on the bag, could become win here, win here, win here. It matters. And trust me, when you caddy for Tiger, not only are you there for moral support and all that, but you learn things because Tiger looks at things way differently than, I mean, here's my greatest Tiger one on how he looks at things differently is the Masters. And they're either tied or he's up a stroke, but he's at a point where he's in the rough. It must've been a par three, and he can't, they're like, if he tries to go at the flag to try to roll it up there, it's going to roll off. The only thing he can do, and the whole time they're talking, Right. And he's looking, and then he walks, and they're like, well, why is he walking over there? And he walked, you know, he walked all around and walked, looked at Stevie. That's when him and Stevie were together. And he goes, he said something to him, and Stevie went, makes sense. And he hit a shot up, and just glanced into the rougher part of the green.
Right, the first cut.
And then came down that hill and went in. Won the Masters because of it. And Vern Lundquist was going crazy. I've never seen, I mean, nobody else thinks the way he does. And so when you caddy for him, now you have all this information that, you know, that you can pass on. And someone like Patrick Cantlay, and he'll make Patrick Cantlay not do what he was doing.
Right.
Don't think over shots. And we all do.
Well, actually, okay, let's use the word don't think over shots. I like to actually say it, don't overthink shots.
Right.
Just, yeah, I mean, it was too much.
Yeah,
it got to the point where it was almost taken out of your head. Actually, one of the ones that popped up that I was watching, Justin Thomas, the fact that he's got Bones, which is Phil Mickelson's former caddy.
Yep.
That relationship and the way those two were talking, I mean, it was
perfect.
And JT was just, I mean, with big eyes going, uh-huh, okay.
JT with Bones, whatever you say. And Jordan Spieth has had his same caddy forever. They're like brothers. That's how they walk a golf course. They're like, hey, that was a really bad shot. And his caddy, Jordan Spieth, is my favorite. I like all of them, but I love Jordan Spieth. That's why I'm an Under Armour guy. And he'll hit shots, and he'll hit it in place. And his caddy will go, never seen someone hit it up there before. What are we going to do now? And he has learned to, when he makes shots like that, because Jordy kicks himself for it, right? And he doesn't let him because, Jordan, I've seen you get out of there and still make par or make a birdie. So you're fine, but can we just try to limit them during it? It's such a great – even us trying to go through a round and we talk to each other, like, oh, wow, did you see where that went?
That's where I was going. As you say, you are the same way of such a support because I can rocket ship one into the woods and you're like, well, I think it opens up. You should be all right.
Yes.
I
mean, we're going to be fine.
We're going to be fine.
We got time.
Rule is, if you lose one and find two, you're money ahead.
You're way money ahead. And if you lose one, but, it, you know, the ones we don't like to lose, right, are like, if you crush one and you lose a ball, I'm like, I'm good with that. It's like when I miss hit one and it rolls off and it's like 6 feet away and we can't, like something in earth reached up and went and grabbed it down. And you're like, how can I lose a ball right here?
Just, no. You don't hear enough on the PGA. Whoosh, wow, that really hit solid.
Yes. No. But
you hear that a lot when we golf. So.
Yeah, really, really big time. We got one segment left. We'll
talk. Touch on a little NHL. Going to touch on that.
Do that. We got to give people. They only have
till 6 o'clock.
Till 6 o'clock.
One more segment.
We'll need to
recap that one more time about Bacon Fest,
and then you just have to write down people. And then I'll give them to.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
You betcha.
We're in.
Figured out.
We're in. And now
look
we know.
Us. Look at us.
And now,
up.
And now we know how to do it. And now we can just start seeing what we can do.
Our hands were slapped. They're healing up. We're fine.
And you're getting the fog.
Hey.
There you go.
You're excited for it.
Stepping up in the world. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Scott and I will be back. Last segment, little potpourri. Talk about the contest.
Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Last segment on this Friday, Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you on 101.3 and 1700 AM, The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans.
The Champ.
The Champ. Twitter, at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ. I said that one. At Scott Brower underscore 13 and at Happy Hour underscore SS. There we go.
You can't say it.
Website 1700thechamp.com. Yeah. Putting podcasts up now is not real taxing. So it's kind of cool. And Facebook is at 1700thechamp. We'll talk about that in just a second. Last of our groups today. Our sponsors, Palmer Group, an employee-owned company. Did you didn't do Palmer Group, did you? Which one did you do? No, you did Heritage.
I did Heritage.
Palmer Group, an employee-owned company, providing employment services since 1998. Finding a job's always been challenging, but in 2023, it's even more daunting. The company's motto of getting candidates and companies on the same page to make things happen has never been more important or challenging. Currently, over 500 jobs or more are open on their website at thepalmergroup.com. Jobs in accounting, finance, admin, customer service, manufacturing, information technology, and mortgage and banking keep both the staff and candidates very busy. Check out the website and find out what Palmer Group can do for you. I want to thank Palmer Group, Heritage Building Maintenance, Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, Northwest Bank, and Woodman Controls for being a part of the program. Okay, folks, you have 15 minutes left to get your comments.
To comment on. Go to Facebook. Go to 1700 The Champ. You will see a post that says we are giving you away 10 packs of, that's 100 total, tickets to Friday the 12th Bacon Fest.
Yes.
It is a 21 and older event. If you go to the post and comment, actually do hashtag comment, hashtag 1700 The Champ, kind of tells you what they're looking for. That qualifies you, and we will get you a set of tickets. We will pick winners.
And then figure out how to get them.
And then we'll get the tickets to you. So
yep, we got some time, so we'll figure that out.
And obviously, since we had Brooks in today, from the guest list to
the bands to Silent Disco.
The pianist, Tony Bowen.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
It's going to pay off. Why?
We've seen Tony Bowen Camp many times from Zubru to different functions, like a piano, dueling pianos type thing. He is an absolute hoot to watch as well because he is massively talented. So, with that being said, a major update. Between Grandview and Mount Mercy, we're playing in Springfield, Missouri. Mount Mercy leads 3-2.
There you go. Fourth inning.
It is top of the fourth. Yes, it is. Bottom of the fourth now. Excuse me.
Who's home?
Grandview's home.
Okay. Good. 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 Get to play tomorrow if you win today.
You play tomorrow.
You double the minutes.
It's whether you play at 10:30 tomorrow during a nice time or you play at 8:30 at night.
Not
the other time. So.
Yeah. So there you go. Okay. So one of the things, and this really upsets me, and I hate that I have to say this, but I've talked about Dick Vitale before and the transfer portal, and it's horrible. It's running basketball. It's just, you can't have it. Beating his fist on the table, almost crying. And today, puts a post out today. Hunter Dickerson chose team today.
Okay.
The Michigan center decided he's going to go to Kansas.
Okay.
Left Michigan, went to Kansas, and you would think that Dick Vitale would come on and put his fist down and go,
This is ruining
the NCAA. You know what he said today?
What's that?
Hunter Dickerson at KU Hoops. As Coach Bill Self scores big time, beginning the number one PT peer in the transfer portal, Rock Chalk Jayhawk. Woo, baby. See, if it's his guys getting these players, it's okay. It's when his guys lose, but he's a jacknut, and I'm done.
Okay.
That really makes me angry.
I know, because he's always the one, these students can't do this, they're going to ruin the game, but then he's also... As you say, well, a coach can make promises, but a coach can leave on a whim.
Yep.
If the rules are difference for coach. You know, two different sides of the coin here.
Hate it.
That just
shows his true colors today. And right. I feel really bad about that because I love Dick Vitale, but not as much. Then you had another one today. So for just women's sports, and this is just what women's sports doesn't need, but Cheryl Swoops, Hall of Fame, Collegian, Hall of Fame, WNBA, I think it's sad when college players are making more money than professional WNBA players. Cheryl, did you watch the last two NCAA women's tournaments?
Right.
Caitlin Clark and Haley Lith and Alea Boston are playing in front of 40,000 people, and they're getting...
And you got to say it, Angel Reese.
Angel Reese, too. Yep. I'm with you. Paige Beckers, UConn.
Absolutely.
There's a group of 10 of them that are playing in front of huge crowds
$9 million.
And people want to give them money. You'd be lucky to get 300 people to go to a WNBA game. I think that's going to change when you get new people in that people have been watching this play basketball.
Yeah, this wave just isn't going to stop when they go. People are still going to want to, because it's the style of the game. It's the from the chippiness to the talent to the actual, to coin a phrase, the Steph Curry-ness of how the game is evolving.
Yes.
It's you. Yeah, the money's going
to
come.
And her problem is that they're not coming to the WNBA after their fourth year. A lot of them are going to stay because of the monetary things they're getting. Yes, you are talking for just women's sports.
Right.
That's what you should be going. It is outstanding that they get to stay and they play another year and they're making this kind of money. Now, if only we could do that, and we need to find the formula. She could have said that. These guys got to have marketing people somewhere. I'm like, come on.
Okay, what's your 2 cents on the Alabama baseball program?
I think a coach that was in financial trouble and was doing some really scurvy things.
You do think that there was
nobody cares about Alabama baseball, and to have it in the news and to have it go through all that.
Is it just because it's Alabama?
No, I'm. You wouldn't even. I guess maybe because you wouldn't even have heard about it if it was.
Well, it just seems weird because it's Alabama baseball, and you don't, you know, wagering on baseball is not college baseball is not a real big thing unless you get into the College World Series,
but what did he do? Somebody's saying he was manipulating baseball games to make sure that he was winning money or his buddies were winning money.
But, okay, and this is the crossroads where we're at. They don't want us. We shouldn't be betting on, it's bad for the sport, betting on college, this, and this. But because of it being the fact that there was a red flag that came up that there was a lot of money in Jersey being wagered
on Alabama. Specific,
yes.
Alabama baseball that nobody even knows Alabama baseball exists.
Exactly.
And that's the problem where the NCAA doesn't have anything to say about that. That's the really big and organized and mean people in that own the casinos that don't like that. They break instead. So here, they just got him fired, and he'll probably see people where if you were in the casino, they would be breaking your arms.
Well,
so maybe
just a finger or two. Yeah. But yeah.
But that's
casino is just a move.
The NCAA cannot have at any point in time, I don't care if it's a rhythmic gymnastics, swimming, anything, if you can bet on it and things seem weird, you can't have that because that's an easy way for people. Because there's a lot of people in this country, in our governments, that don't want it. And they don't want to see that because that's the NCAA's only way out of all this stuff is that they get that money so they don't get taken to the cleaners by the people that are actually doing the work for the NCAA, the players and athletes.
Right.
So it's bad anywhere.
I'm going to touch on your Freudian slip you just did. You said eurythmic. So is that gymnastics you specifically do to Annie Lennox songs, or you meant rhythmic?
Rhythmic.
Okay, but I like the fact that you said eurythmic. It's
eurythmic.
Yes,
eurythmic. That is. What is her name? Annie Lennox.
Annie Lennox. So it's, but you only get to do gymnastics to your Annie Lennox songs. So. But you meant rhythmic gymnastics.
Made of these, who am I to
disappoint? And enjoy that in your head for the rest of the evening.
For the rhythmics. That is perfect. Thank you for helping me do that. It is Thursday.
Hey, dude,
it's your Friday.
I'm here for you.
Yeah. So. How many of those fireballs did you have on your shirt today?
None.
Because you're drinking
I am drinking
strawberry stuff.
Evercare Spark. It's delightful, which it's almost 6 o'clock. I should stop drinking that or I'm going to be up all night long.
Really?
Yeah.
A little stimuli.
Well, it's got some caffeine and vitamin stuff like that, but
go.
No, you shouldn't.
You didn't eat your cutie either.
It's a cutie. It's a
cutie.
Clementine.
It's a cutie.
It's not a cootie.
It's cooties.
You're eating cooties.
You're eating cooties. That's not good for you.
Go home and have my chicken wrap.
There you go. You make it yourself or did you get it from somewhere?
Oh, no, I make them.
There you go.
Yum, yum. Got to use the
yum, yum.
Got to use the pit boss.
Yum, yum.
Oh, yeah.
All right, buddy.
All right, so, like I was going to say.
You're going to take care of the...
We'll get things compiled.
Yep, okay. So we're good.
We'll figure out who we got for winners.
Great week.
We'll be letting people know.
Can't wait till next week when we get to hang out on Friday as well. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. We're bringing your sports your way every day. Scott and I appreciate you coming in. Thank you. See you tomorrow. Scott will see you on Tuesday.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and